NYC Department of Education, Individualism is White Supremacy Culture. By Tom Sikata on May 22, 2019. The New York City Department of Education has instructed its teachers that objectivity and individuals are white supremacist concepts. According to a report from the New York Times, school's chancellor Richard Carranza gave a presentation about white supremacy culture. In the lesson, Carranza claims that concepts like perfectionism, paternalism, and objectivity are part of white supremacy culture. Surprisingly, documents from Carranza's presentation do little to tie these concepts to white supremacy. A graphic from Carranza's lesson explains why objectivity is a negative concept. This can lead to the belief that there is an ultimate truth and that alternative viewpoints or emotions are bad. It's even inherent in the belief that there is such a thing as being objective, the graphic reads. A separate section of the graphic explains why Carranza lumps individuality into with white supremacy culture. This idea is found among people who have little experience of comfort working as part of a team. It can lead to isolation and emphasize competition over cooperation, the graphic reads. Some employees who have attended Carranza's training session have claimed that they were labeled fragile when they defended themselves against the accusation that they hold racial prejudices. It's good work. It's hard work, Carranza said in a comment to the New York Post. And I would hope that anybody that feels that somehow that process is not beneficial to them, I would very respectfully say they are the ones that need to reflect even harder upon what they believe. I have some deputy chancellors that are white, but have an incredible equity lens as well. For making sure that historically underrepresented communities are being served, Carranza added. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.